Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I had a whole bunch of people send me this story, including Daryl, and from the Associated Press out of South Carolina. South Carolina finds $1.8 billion but doesn't know where the money came from. They just found it. Now, it sounds like an unusual pickle to find yourself in, but they collected about $1.8 billion in a bank account over the past decade, and state and the accountants they've asked to look into it are still trying to figure out where the cash came from and where it was supposed to go. It's like going into your bank and the bank president tells you, we have a lot of money in a vault, but we just don't know who it belongs to, says a senator who is leading a Senate panel investigation into the problem, which is not a bad problem to have. You have a surplus of $1.8 billion, at least it looks that way. It's the latest trouble with the state's books and the two agencies typically led by elected officials that are in charge of making sure the government accounts stay balanced. Last year, the Comptroller General resigned after his agency started double posting money in higher education accounts, leading to a $3.5 billion error that was all on paper. The problem started as the state shifted computer systems in the 2010s. Latest issue appears to involve actual cash and the treasurer, whose job it is to write checks for the state. Investigative accountants are still trying to untangle the mess, but it appears that every time the state's books were out of whack, money was shifted from somewhere into an account that helped balance it out. And you'll notice that the Associated Press actually used the phrase out of whack. Isn't that whack? Politics really shouldn't come into play. People prefer their accountants not to be crusaders. Just after the Senate approved putting a constitutional amendment before voters to make the Comptroller General an appointed position, the proposal now goes to the House. And so they're pointing out that perhaps the Comptroller shouldn't be an elected official, because you want to make sure somebody gets in there, not because they're popular, but because they can do the job. So someone suggested that an amendment to make the treasurer also appointed might be next, unless he can provide some satisfactory answers. So whatever caused the bank account errors has not been rectified. There are records showing where the $1.8 billion came from. They've not been shared with state leaders. Does not inspire confidence, but the good news is no money was lost, says the governor. Meanwhile, the treasurer has said that he invested the money in the mystery account and made nearly $200 million in interest for the state, which led to questions about why he didn't let the General Assembly know the money that either set aside or that might have been used in a trust fund was just sitting around. Treasurer said that wasn't the job of his office. The Comptroller General is attempting to shift responsibility to clean up its mess to the treasurer, the treasurer wrote. So the treasurer said his staff spends thousands of hours researching the account, and that the Comptroller General's office has refused to meet with them or share information. An audit of how the Treasurer's office and the Comptroller General's office communicate found they don't do well. they don't communicate. The Treasurer hasn't answered detailed questions from lawmakers, but has posted statements on social media where he said he was being attacked politically and is having blame shifted on him by the Comptroller. So he's taken to social media to defend himself. Meanwhile, the treasurer and the comptroller have been called before the legislature, and they should be showing up there pretty soon. Meanwhile, someone said they think that the treasurer's office should have found the mistake. It was reported by the comptroller general's office. And meanwhile, South Carolina has had a long history of accounting issues. The treasurer's office was created when the state first constitution was written in 1776. Back then, the General Assembly elected the treasurer, but by the early 1800s, the state's finances were in a state of bewildering confusion, and no one could tell the amount of debts or of the credit of the state, according to History of South Carolina, a book written in 1920. The first Comptroller General determined the state was due about $750,000, which would be worth about $20 million today, considering inflation. Meanwhile, plenty of lawmakers and others are aware there's a $1.8 billion fund sitting around, potentially unspent and not appropriated, at a time when $3 billion in requests from state agencies went unfulfilled in next year's budget that was just passed. Legislative leaders and the governor want to wait for some definitive report before tapping into the account. That's a lot of money, and there's no need to hurry up and try to spend it, someone else said. Now, here's the thing. It's hard to get $1.8 million sequestered, that is taken out of the regular flow of business, without somebody noticing. That's so wild. But there's a good chance this money was supposed to go someplace, but somebody else is setting it aside. So let's just set it aside and, you know, kind of have a, I don't know, rainy day fund? I don't know. But I assure you, now that they've found it, they will find a way to spend it. Because as noted, they had requests for $3 billion from agencies, and this is more than half of that. Now, not all of those agencies' requests can be funded by this one windfall, but trust me, this money's going to go and just disappear. I'm just blown away by the fact that they managed to stockpile this money without anybody missing it. And so I've mentioned before one of the problems with the government and money is that the government believes that money should be spent as it comes in. And in fact, quite often, it should be spent before it comes in. So if we have to, we can borrow all kinds of money against the future, right? You got good credit. And so what always happens is when they find some money, they spend it like it's burning a hole in their pocket. And I don't know why they do that. I'm convinced that on some level, they're worried that if we don't spend it on my pet project today, it'll get taken over here and get spent on their pet project. I want it on my pet project. But be that as it may, the government very rarely sets aside much money, let alone a lot of money, for like contingencies down the road. And that's why most government entities operate either with a zero balance once you crunch the numbers and balance the books, or in the red. And so when somebody goes, oh, by the way, the state's got $1.8 billion just sitting there, not earmarked. A whole bunch of Congress people in South Carolina, like no matter where they were, they realized something was up. their ears started burning. So the money will be spent very quickly. Don't worry about that. That money's gone. It's as good as gone right now. But a bigger question is, how did this happen? And it sounds like they need to do some housekeeping. And it might be that the legislature's got to appoint people into these positions who answer to them. Because, like it or not, the legislature is the entity that gets to spend this money. So $1.8 billion that South Carolina found doesn't know really where it came from or what it was doing where it was. A lot of people are pointing the fingers at each other. The Associated Press wrote that. And Daryl and a whole bunch of other people sent it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law.
It ain't what they call you. It's what you answer to.